my goal through this, and yes, there's business strategy and lifestyle coaching for sure, but I really feel like I'm narrowing in on helping women with personal leadership.
Hey babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions.
Hey, Mommy Millionaires, I am so excited. I guess I'm always excited every time I'm doing a podcast, but this time I'm really excited because I have a special, special guest. She actually started out being a Mommy Millionaire podcast listener, and now she's here on the podcast to teach all of you amazing ladies something. So I'm so excited to have Jen Spiegel. That's going to be your new nickname from me. She is a mom of four, a wife to her soulmate, and a serial entrepreneur. In 2003, Jen left her corporate marketing career to be a stay-at-home mom. While she loved being home with her kids, her burning desire to set goals and create a life of her dreams was too loud to ignore. She started a health and wellness business within the network marketing industry that grew quickly and generated millions of dollars in commissions, trips, and rewards. She started speaking on stages globally and training thousands of women to live on purpose and dive into personal leadership. Becoming Iconic, Jen's own company and brand, has taken the business and lifestyle world by storm. It is rapidly changing lives for female entrepreneurs who want to build six-figure online businesses and brands. She also loves to help women level up in health, style, and leadership to become iconic. She believes it's a holistic approach to life that makes a person unstoppable. You can find Jen traveling the world with her family. When she's home, she's spending her days empowering women, evenings at the barn watching her oldest daughter ride her horse, or the arena cheering on her oldest son playing hockey, or in her living room having a dance party with her two littles. Jen truly believes and lives as though anything is possible when you want it badly enough and are willing to do the work. I first met Jen through an Instagram DM. How cool is that? So all of you guys that think I don't check my DMs, I live over in my DMs. And I remember she reached out to me and asked me a question about, like, you know, what it's like to make a pivot in her career. And I think I sent her back a voice message or something like that. And I think she was kind of blown away. She's like, oh my gosh, you know, she responded. And then, you know, I started following her and start to like make some moves, start to sell her own programs. And I was like, go girl, go girl. Like being her biggest cheerleader. Then she joined the Mommy Millionaire Mastermind this year. We got to meet in person in Laguna Beach just a couple weeks ago. And I was blown away by her genuine connection and care for other people around her. I just felt like, you know how those people that feel like a warm hug? That's what Jen feels like. And she also has the best style on the planet. So I was drawn to her. I was like, we have to have Jen on the podcast. And I'm just so excited that it started from you being a podcast listener to now you're on the podcast. So welcome, Jen, to the Mommy Millionaire Show.
Thank you. Thank you. This is an incredible moment in my life and this journey. And I am grateful you asked, Kayla. Really, it's a pleasure and honor.
Yay. Okay. So I mean, that was a good intro, I feel like. I mean, it was your life story. And you live in Canada. So tell people that are listening in right now, because it sounded like, you know, all that was pretty easy, was it?
You know, wouldn't it be nice if it was? But no, it wasn't. That has been a 13-year journey just in my sort of business career. But through those 13 years, I have had a lot of life change, a lot of hurdles. And I would actually even be bold enough to say, and I hope you don't mind, Kayla, but I'm a pretty honest, vulnerable person. I would say there was a lot of more I had to overcome than there was accolades and money and trips. There were many, many hurdles.
Mm. What are some things you had to overcome to have the success that you have now?
Oh, that's a really great question. The thing that's been the biggest lesson to me is learning and teaching people how to treat me. I started building a business with complete ignorance. It was literally, I wanted to make money as a stay-at-home mom and go on trips with my kids. That was the biggest vision I had for myself. And it snowballed into something great and big and wonderful, but I wasn't ready for it. I didn't prepare myself for that success with personal growth. And I also wasn't ready for the type of people who would come to the surface when you have success. And I didn't teach people how to treat me properly. I didn't have boundaries. And that was a hard thing to overcome when you're at the top level of a company, because there's more eyeballs on you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I think a lot of people right now can relate to that, no matter where you're at in your journey. I think everybody has the problem of teaching people how to treat them. So let's give them some tips on how to do that. Because I know for me, that was something I had to overcome too. But once you learn it, it's like a boundary that you regularly practice.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's constantly evolving as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what you know in the moment. First of all, I didn't know people would be mean. I didn't know
why is everybody not happy for me?
I didn't get it. I'm like, why doesn't everybody just get along? This is just supposed to be fun. And especially women. I mean, I've grown up since I was a little girl. I've always had this burn in my belly to help women become successful and comfortable and confident in their own skin. Mm-hmm. And I firmly believe it's because I wasn't. And that has been one of my biggest personal hurdles, is really loving the skin I'm in. Mm. But when you don't fully love yourself and the skin you're in and have that confidence, people, the wrong people can smell it and they can really use that to their advantage. And that's what happened to me. You know, I was just very vulnerable in that as well. Not a lot of people know this about my story, but when I reached the top of my company, I also got a divorce.
Wow.
So I was at the top of my game when it came to business and lifestyle, but at the lowest part in my personal life.
And do you think that they were related at all?
It's a good question. And a lot of people believe they were. And I guess I can't say that they weren't. So my ex-husband, he's the father of two of my kids. You know, I'm so grateful for him. He was the reason I got to stay home with my kids. So I will forever be grateful for him. I would never have had that experience of being a stay-at-home mom if it wasn't. He supported us, and that I'm just forever grateful. He wasn't supportive growing the business. He was extremely unsupportive, actually. And there was a point in my marriage where I just knew it wasn't going to work. And so that was actually the point where I dove in, like I cannonballed in the deep end into my business, because I was preparing for being a single mom and what that would mean. So it was a part of why I became successful, because I had to have the financial backing to be able to support my kids. I wanted to keep my house, but it wasn't the reason for the separation.
Yeah. What was the sign that you knew it was over?
I think there was a point in my business, I had earned a huge award. And that night I couldn't find him. We were going to this really lavish dinner and I was so nervous to be around all these big people and our corporate staff. And I was all dressed up. I couldn't find him. And he was just kind of brushing it off like no big deal. And I think that was the moment where I thought, he really doesn't take me seriously. And he's really not invested in me, in my success, in my dreams. He was very successful in his corporate career. And like I said, he was the reason I was able to stay home with our kids. He really did provide, but that was supposed to be our world. And I challenged it a little bit when I was becoming successful. So that was probably the start, but there were always little whispers from day one. I mean, from the start of our relationship, I was 19 making a very big decision. But there were always whispers, but that was kind of the stake in the ground where I thought, I don't know where this is going to go.
Mm. Okay. So you found yourself divorced and at the top of your company, did you feel shame or how were you feeling about that? Were you like trying to like make sure people didn't find out? Were you scared your team was going to find out? What was going on there?
That's a great, it was a tender time. So, you know, you get a lot of recognition. Any of you who are in network marketing listening, but it doesn't even mean network marketing, anybody who's had success on.
Yeah. I feel like anybody in the online world, like you're getting a lot of like love online.
People pay attention.
Right.
They're watching you. And they also put you up on a little bit of a pedestal because a lot of people are striving for that kind of success in their own lives.
Yeah.
Sometimes they think we don't struggle. You know, we're quote unquote perfect. We, you know, life is great, but it's not. We're human beings. Mm-hmm. You know, and when I got there and had all these eyeballs on me and was in a tender moment, if I can be honest, I was very disappointed by the people around me and how they treated me. It was an eye-opening moment for me in my business. I expected that community to sort of hold me up in a time where I really needed it, and it was the complete opposite. A lot of people said, oh, it's because she's had success, she's left her husband. You know, a lot of people just, they had a thing on me now. They had this thing that they could use against me, and they really took it for what it was worth. There was blogs written about me with using my children's names. It was a very, very hurtful time in my life.
Mm. So what did you do to move on from that? Because it doesn't sound like you're bitter towards it. Like, how did you forgive those people?
Well, God gave me the best gift. And it makes me emotional because I'm so grateful for this gift. I only see the best in people.
Aww.
Even when it's hard, even when it's, you have to really dig, because there's people you have to really dig for the good. I just have been given that gift. And so during that time, rather than get angry, I actually hid. So I don't know if anybody can relate to that, where you're in a tough moment in your life. I just wanted to go into hibernation. Nobody see me. I played small. I was coasting in my business, was coasting in my personal life. And I just wanted everybody to not pay attention. And that's actually a regret, if we can have them. I mean, some people say don't have regrets. Let's call it hindsight. I wish I had in that moment the strength to stand up and say, this is my story. It's not yours. And just to keep that train going forward. But I didn't have that strength in that moment.
Mm. Mm. Well, I don't think it's bad to have regrets. I know a lot of people say that too, but I look back and I'm like, gosh, if I could get back those years with my kids, I would get them back. Like, yes. Right. But everything does happen for our highest good. And right now, I mean, your highest good is happening because you're able to have this conversation and tell people, hey, I've done the opposite. It doesn't work. Try this way. Right. So, you know what? Thank you for sharing that. Cause I know it could be hard to talk about stuff that involves our kids and, you know, things where people are probably listening to this that wrote that blog. You never know. Right. But what would you say to that person? You know, if they are the ones that wrote the blogs talking badly, what would you say?
You know, for me, it's always a question of why. What was the purpose? You know, what's the purpose of kicking somebody when they're down? What do we have to gain out of that? And I think that's where you and I, Kayla, have a lot in common. For women in particular, I'm so passionate about us locking arms and being each other's biggest cheerleaders and advocates versus competition, comparison, hurt. It just isn't necessary. So the why, and maybe I don't even care about the why, because what does it really matter? But it's just, it's that curiosity of why would somebody behave in that way?
Yeah.
And also just to say to them, it's less about me and more about my kids. I mean, you used my children's names. That's an off, like you don't get to do that. That's yeah. Territory that you don't get to come on. And you know, the ripple effect of that, if they ever read those and what that would mean to them. But, you know, I also just let it go because hurt people, and that person, whoever they weren't even courageous enough to use their name. So that just says enough in itself. But those people found something and found a successful person and just wanted to use it for whatever their personal reasons were.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people are always looking for safety, right? Because most people are in fight or flight mode. And so if they see somebody that like a beautiful woman that's going through a divorce and they might be a married person, let's say, you know, they see, oh my gosh, that affects my safety. They think what you're doing in your life actually affects them when it actually doesn't. But people, they really do think that. So, I mean, there's so many things that could go on. I think it's so good to just bless and release those people and say, I forgive you. You know, you're in this moment in your life where right now you're making another pivot. You started a brand new business in the last year, you've started a new business. Last month in January, you had your first six-figure month ever, right? That was one of your goals, right? You told me that when you applied for the mastermind, you're like, I want to have a six-figure month. I'm like, oh my gosh. In the first month of the year, you made it happen. So freaking cool. you know, how do you reinvent yourself? Because I think a lot of people right now, they might be successful in another area, but they're feeling that pull to do something else. First of all, how do you give yourself permission to move on?
Such a good one. And I know there are so many women, whatever you're doing right now, where you have a pull to do something else, and it is so scary. It took me years to get to this point. And what I would suggest is being open to possibilities and realizing that being comfortable with a paycheck. So I'll just talk about my story a little bit. I got really comfortable with the paycheck. I was making a really good living. I had the time freedom, the financial freedom. I was traveling the world. It was a beautiful life. It is a beautiful life. And I got very comfortable in that being enough. Mm. And then there was always underneath the surface, but Jen, you can do more. And you're narrowing yourself. And Kayla, you asked me this question when we first started speaking. You said, do you want to help some or do you want to help the masses? Neither are wrong.
Right.
You have to know what's right for you. And that question it was the right question at the right time. And I thought, no, I want to help many. I don't want it to be just under this one umbrella. And so I just started becoming open, curious. I went back to school. I thought maybe I'll be a life coach. That wasn't for me, but I started there. And I think that whole sense of loving myself and being gentle with myself through exploration, it failing forward. It wasn't for me. That's okay. You know, that was a great experience and it built.
What do you mean by be gentle with your exploration? I like that. Unpack that.
Yeah. It's when we're exploring or doing things differently. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'd be so hard on ourselves and our expectations of ourselves. Like we have to be successful right away.
Right.
We have to see a return right away. And for me, I guess because I've built this other business and did it all on a cold market, I didn't have warm market support. So it just made me fearless about trying other things. But this time I thought, here's the thing. I didn't let God into my other business.
Mm.
Okay? And I'm a very faithful person. But I was always afraid he would say to me, this isn't the right place for you. So I didn't invite him in because I loved the lifestyle. When I invited him in, the realization was I was in love with this paycheck, but what if it could be more? What if life could be more? What if this isn't the be all and end all? And that gentleness just to figure out this, I like this, I don't like this. This is what my audience is really needing from me. You know, and even with yourself, when I met you at the mastermind, you're like, Jen, your style. And I thought, well, I went to school for fashion. Why am I not exploring that a little bit more? So I think what I meant by that is just honoring the journey and not expecting everything to happen all at once.
Oh my gosh. So good. I love that. Preaching to me today. Honor the journey. Okay. So how did you make this happen? Because I know people listening in right now are like, how the heck did she have a six-figure month, right? Like, What was the behind the scenes? What did it look like?
Yeah. And you know, that's the first time publicly I've even told anybody. So, you know, for me, this.
Oh, I've been telling everybody. Woo, Jen!
It's exciting. And you know, friends, you think it's so far away until it happens. Isn't that life? Like we just, until we do something, then you go, oh, wait, hold on. What else is possible? So the biggest lesson in this is don't sell yourself short. What happened behind the scenes? Well, it was a year really of preparation, a year of trying things and it not working or finding things that were really working and most definitely investing in myself. See, I was a part of a culture where you didn't do that. Actually, it was actually frowned upon if you went and got outside coaching or expertise. And so I kind of fell into that where I thought, you know, you just go to this one person and that's how it works. Well, when I opened myself up to outside expertise, that's when my mind expanded so quickly and how small I realized I was playing. Yeah. So in 2019, I immersed myself into coaching. I was hiring coaches all over the place. It was a little sloppy, but it was just a part of my journey. That's the gentleness, like forgiveness. Okay, you learned some lessons, but it was you, Kayla. Mm. It was our conversation when we were on the phone and we're talking about the mastermind and you know, you had talked to me about the investment. And it wasn't that I thought you weren't worth it. As a matter of fact, you're worth a lot more, to be honest with you. It was, am I worth it? Am I worth that investment? Because you're putting money down on the table against yourself.
Yeah.
You're betting on yourself. But when I did that, it also created a sense of urgency, like, oh man, I've done this. Now I've got to really like sit up straight, roll my shoulders back and do the things I said I was going to do. And I've been studying, study friends, study Kayla, study the people you look up to. What are they doing? And you can duplicate it with your own flair and style and taste. So it was a lot of preparation and then the launch. And it's also because I have built a reputation for myself of being a leader who gives and wants the best for others. So when I announced that I was doing coaching, the people who had been watching me for a very long time, they were ready.
Yeah. I love that. I love how you, I always want people to know the behind the scenes, because it wasn't like she just woke up January 1st and was like, my goal this month is to have this. I mean, it was a year of work to have it. And it's not going to be your only one this year, right? It was just the first one. And so freaking exciting for you. But I think something does happen to you when you invest in things. I remember the first time I hired my first business coach, you had to sign a year contract, which was very weird to me because I'm like, what the heck? And like, what if I don't like you after the first, you know, after the first call, what are we going to do? And I remember him telling me that's part of the process. And he said, actually, Kayla, you're not going to like me for the first 6 months. You're actually probably going to dread getting on the phone calls with me because I'm going to push you into a new identity and you're going to resist me. And I thought, whoa, I'm like, he knows what he's talking about. Like, what guy would get on the phone and like say, you're not going to like me actually. And I respected him so much in that moment because I learned like in order to be the best, I think at that, you have to be willing to not be everybody's friend, you know? And if you're hiring a coach that's just going to tell you all the things you want to hear, they're not a good coach, right? But you have to be willing to have those people that will point out your blind spots and say like, hey, here's where you're missing out. Here's where you're missing out. So it's scary when you make that investment, but then everything changed my life after that first year, because I was like, if I'm spending $30,000, my life's changing right now. And now, I mean, last year alone, I spent over 200 grand on my personal development. And I mean, I hope to spend more than that this year, because you see, Jen, the more that you invest in yourself, the faster you get to where you want to go. It's just true. So I remember being on the phone with you, and I know you're okay with me sharing this, but you were like, your money mindset was a little bit like, are you sure? Like what? I forget. What did you text me? You asked me a question. You were like, this is a big deal. I don't know. I'm having some doubt creep in, or what did you say?
I didn't sleep for two nights.
Oh my gosh.
But here's the thing. It's such a humbling moment because you know what it reminds you of what it felt like way back when you first started a business. And one of my goals was to never forget where I came from.
Ooh.
So I relate to the person now I'm talking to who contacts me for coaching when they go, oh, I know that feeling. I know how that feels. I can relate. And that makes you a better leader and coach, to be quite honest with you. But yeah, it was a scary thing. But once I got to Lagoon, I thought, oh my word, why wasn't I clicking my heels together and shouting this from the rooftops is the best decision I made. It was so good.
Why did you know once you got to Laguna that this was the best decision for you in 2020?
Well, I wanted to lock myself, like my hip to your hip, because I want to learn from you. So that's the first thing, to have that intimacy with you and that time with you to me is so precious. And you were, like I said earlier, very generous with that. You're not a person that stands back over here while we were, you know, collaborating. You were right immersed in with us. And that is, again, it just reiterated to me that I'm with the right person. But you also redefined a mastermind for me.
Oh yeah. Tell me more.
So many people are claiming I have a mastermind, and the mastermind, I was a part of one. I actually had to exit the program because the mastermind, it wasn't a mastermind. It was full of people who had no idea what they were doing. They were fresh and new and so hungry to be told how to post and what hashtags to use. And I was in this mastermind going, oh my goodness, I was here to really be elevated and stretched and to want to chase people. So you redefined it, because a mastermind should be a group of people who are at the same level, but maybe a variety, maybe a little bit of variety, but certainly a caliber of person, which you're very good at, where they're going to all complement each other at the same time as like growing each other. And that's exactly what you have brought in that mastermind group.
Oh my gosh, I am so glad you brought this up, Jen, because that is actually one of my pet peeves, because people call their, I'm like, that's not a mastermind. And even some people in our group, they want to put on a mastermind. I'm like, wait, that's not a mastermind. That's a group coaching thing, you guys. And I don't know why. I don't need to be in the business of teaching people what a mastermind is, but maybe I am in that business. But that truly is what it is, because it sucks. I've been in a room before where you've invested. I've been in a room where I've invested $40,000. I got in the room and I was the smartest person in the room. And I wasn't trying to be in there like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to learn anything, because I still did learn and I met a great community of people, but they weren't people that taught me anything about business or how to grow my business at all. And that can be a little frustrating, because you want to learn from these people in the group. That's what makes a mastermind great, is you're not just learning from the facilitator, which is me, you're learning from other people in the community. Everybody has something to teach you. Even if they're in a completely different industry, they can teach you something. So I think that's a really good point you brought up. Oh my gosh, that makes me happy. Now, when you were, I know you wanted to get close with me and what we are, but what about with the community? I know you were a little bit scared to come in and meet new people. And how did you feel when, like before, about meeting them, and how did you feel after?
Yeah, that was a scary thing for me. And it's really interesting. I'm a situational extrovert. So meaning I'm very much an introvert. I can get up on a stage in front of thousands and thousands of people. Nobody would ever guess that I'm an introvert, but I very much am. And probably a little bit of an only child in me too. My life growing up was very quiet. So I wasn't pushed to have conversation with people very often. And I remember landing in
Laguna. That's so funny that you were an only child and now you have four kids. Okay.
It's really crazy. And in high school, people were like, you're never going to be a mom. I mean, I didn't grow up wanting to be a mom. So but I love it. Like I love having four kids, but it is definitely not what I would have envisioned for myself, but it's perfect. But yeah, I remember I got to Laguna and I went for a massage because I thought I need to watch my energy. This has been an investment of time and money, but also an investment of your time and energy. And I didn't want to come and not bring my best self. That was very important to me. So I went for a massage and I just kept thinking, what do I want? What do I want to give? Because I think oftentimes we get involved in these circumstances and we're like, what can I get from these
people? Yes, yes.
And I thought, of course I want to receive, but what could I give? And really acknowledging my expertise, really acknowledging that I have gifts to offer these people as much as they do me.
Yes.
And that confidence, that quiet confidence. And so when I walked up, or I took the golf cart, it was so beautiful there, and came to the lobby, it was just like a deep breath and thought, remember, you can give as well as receive. And I walked in, and then as soon as I saw their precious faces, I thought, oh, that's it. I'm in the right place. They're just beautiful people.
Oh my gosh. I love it. That makes me so happy. I remember like the first time I went to a mastermind, it can be so scary because you want to have a good first impression. I think it's important to put off a good first impression. And it is all about energy. You're totally right. I love that you did a little self-care to get your energy in the right place. I know for me, I always do a dance party because it just instantly changes the mood, right? But it could be a little bit scary. But then what did you do? Did you click with everybody right away? Or was there anything where you're like, oh, I don't know, this might take a little bit of time? You don't have to say names.
Yeah. No, I, it was nothing against anybody. It was me.
Yeah.
You know, that creeping back in of, oh my goodness, you're in over your head and you've only ever done this other business. You're still fresh with, you know, your coaching lifestyle business. You know, it was intimidating. And so, you know, I wanted to play small again. I go back to that, like hide, become an introvert. And I just kept challenging myself. No. And even when we went for dinner, I thought, I am going to sit beside the right people. I just kept manifesting what I wanted. And I sat down, and then Katrina came in and you came in, and I'm sitting beside you and Katrina thinking, I'm in the right place. Like my prayers are being answered. The right people are being put around me. And that conversation that night at dinner just flowed so naturally. I feel like we all just clicked right away. It's like we knew each other forever.
Yay. I love that. I mean, I really think that that's one of my superpowers, is curating the right group of people, because I mean, you get one rotten egg and it's like not fun for anybody in the group. So I think, and a lot of people like that have huge masterminds, they let anybody in. Anybody that will pay, they'll let them in. And I'm like, I can't do that. Like, it's just, like I said, I think I did an Insta story. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like all these people could just be besties and my besties for the rest of time, for the resties. Oh my gosh. How did you feel when you saw Katrina Scott walk in? Did you know who that was?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
So some of my friends were laughing at me because what is her hashtag? Chewy?
T-I-U. Yeah. T-I-U.
And they're like, this is the funniest moment. You just asked us a few months ago what that hashtag was. You're like, why are you all hashtagging TIU? What does that mean? And now you're sitting beside her. So I knew who she was. The thing, I think what's really important in this is even if you don't know who these people are, being around them and then seeing how kind and warm and friendly and willing to give that they are.
Oh my gosh.
Realize we're all just the same. We're just, some are further down the path. Mm-hmm. And it was a great example to me of success and humility. There wasn't one person I met that entire weekend where I thought, oh wow, you've had success and it's gone right to your head. Nobody had that. Everybody was willing to be vulnerable and honest. And I think, Kayla, you know, just to play off of what you said, you are really great at bringing people together, but you also brought people together who are so freely willing to give because we've had success. You know, we don't have that mentality of like, oh, I don't want to give you too much because maybe you'll take it or...
Yeah, those people aren't allowed anywhere near Mommy Millionaire. Like, go away. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's been my experience since. We just share everything. Here's this, here's that. It's been so, so good for my soul. And it really just expanded my circle of women. I really love having good women in my life.
How do you think that's going to help you this year? I mean, it already has helped you, right? But how do you think like tangibly having those connections and that collaboration helps?
You have people who are like-minded, who are after similar things, maybe not the same business, but after similar things. You have cheerleaders. Mm. You know, you said this to me, Kayla, and it's so true. When you're starting off and maybe you're brand new or you're pivoting and doing something, a network at that point is probably one of the most important things. For people to help you grow and cheer you on and share you on social and to toss ideas around with, because their experience and their hindsight gets to be my foresight. And so I'm grateful for that. I know that I have a new community. I know that there's not a moment where they're going to judge me. You know, I can come on and say, guys, I totally messed up. Or what do you think of this idea? And they give their honest advice in such a loving way. I know it's just the beginning. You said on the podcast with me, it's scratching the surface. And I've never felt so solid in that I know this is just in the doors. It's like cracked open and I'm ready to swing it wide open.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for you. So you have your company Becoming Iconic, and let's talk a little bit about that. What does Becoming Iconic mean?
Such a good question. My husband and I have this conversation so often. It challenges him a little bit, actually, the word iconic.
Ooh.
He has a Catholic background. So icons are, you know, bad and we shouldn't have icons. And I said, that's exactly why I named this Becoming Iconic. Why are we so uncomfortable, specifically women, about owning that, being iconic in our lives? And that doesn't mean a financial status, a title. It just means in your life, you're living holistically. And when I say holistically, I mean like the whole. You know, my dad always said to me, be the package.
What did your dad do?
My dad's done many things. He was a teacher. He's a musician. He actually started network marketing businesses. So he was like this CEO guy for network marketing businesses. He's been real estate. He's kind of that guy that's a jack of all trades and a master of all trades. He's really dynamic. And he just said, it's so important to be the package. And what that meant to me and what it meant to him, what he's teaching me is you can't just be great at business and really sucky as a mom.
Right.
Where you can't be great as a mom and not look after your health.
Yeah.
Just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And so for me, an iconic woman is someone who wakes up and goes, I want to eat the best I can today. I want to fill my mind with beautiful things. I want to love on my family hard. I want to do the best job I can today in my business. And I want to be a better version today than I was yesterday because I'm mindful and curious all the time of how I can be better.
Ooh, I love that. I am mindful and curious all the time about how I can be better. Ooh, I love that. That's so empowering. I think living a curious life is empowering rather than living a worrisome life, right? It's just like, I wonder how this is going to turn out. Like, it's happening for my highest good. That's all I know. That's all I know. So what are some things like non-negotiables that you have in place to live an iconic life?
Well, you know what? I'd like to say I live an iconic life every day, but if I'm being honest with you, I don't. You know, there's times where, for me, the one thing that slips is health. I think a lot of us, that's the one thing. You know, I'm not eating as well as I should or moving my body because I get so involved in my work and my family. But what I can tell you is scheduling your time and making time for all the things. It's the only way I know how to do it. I can't figure it out otherwise. You know, when are you going to work out? When are you going to eat? When do the kids get home? When do you have to make your calls? And it's so scheduled, almost to the minute. That's what creates that feeling of balance. So many women are chasing balance. What is balance? Balance is like you're not moving anywhere. You're a statue. I don't even understand that. And we're going to be chasing something, constantly feel like a failure. Balance is fitting it all in and not even necessarily in equal parts. But when you're doing the thing in that moment, you're doing it with 100% attention and focus.
How do you, because I know you are obsessed with your work. How do you make sure you live in the moment?
That's again, a learning curve for me. I'm better and better at that. It's a decision.
And teach him some of the tools that you've been doing.
So turn your phone off.
Okay.
You don't need to have it in your hand all the time. So being with you in this moment right now, it's not even near me. Why would I even care what's happening around me when I have you in this moment? It's just, you can enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
I mean, I'm a mom of four and there are times where I'm just like, oh, kids, I need some space to do work. But that's where I'm being selfish. That's when I'm thinking scarcity, that I have to grind nonstop to have success. So I have to really challenge myself. Why are you feeling like that right now? Go put your phone away. Mm-hmm. And I haven't always done that, Kayla. There's been some moments where my kids, I'm sure they're like, hey, over here, can you put that phone down? It a part of the growth. It is what it is. But you can have your cake and eat it too. You actually can.
Ooh, I love that. Sounds like a book title. Book title coming out for Jen. After becoming iconic, after that one. I love it. Okay. So where do you see yourself in, you know, if we talk again 1 year, I know we'll be talking every day, but January, 2021, what can people expect from you and becoming iconic?
Oh, it's big. It's big. It's a business that is full of iconic women, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, an online entrepreneur, someone who just wants to, you know, really level up in your personal life. My goal through this, and yes, there's business strategy and lifestyle coaching for sure, but I really feel like I'm narrowing in on helping women with personal leadership. So what I mean by that is, you know, what clothes are you wearing? Do you feel beautiful in the clothes you wear? Health, family, business. Because like I said earlier, the holistic approach, and that's really evolving still. I'm excited for what's to come. The podcast is launching, becoming iconic. You know, I have a VIP coaching program that has taken off. That has been an incredible experience. I know that that's the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of things I have going on, sometimes so much. Do you have that, Kayla, where you have so many ideas. It's almost like you just got to stay and focus on one and do it well.
You definitely do, because that's like the entrepreneur syndrome is it could be the death of you because you have so many great ideas. That's why I always tell people focus in on the one thing until it becomes so profitable that you can scale it with and it will work without you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I will have a staff. That's another thing you've really helped me with, you know, to be a 7-figure income earner, which I will be in January, 2021. I can't do that alone. And just get over yourself, Jen. Like, why do you want to do it alone? So that's also exciting for me to find the right people to partner with and have this really cool inner community that has this goal in mind of helping women really feel confident.
I love that. Where's your favorite place to shop?
That's a really good question. I don't feel like I'm a one-stop shop girl. I really love Aritzia.
Oh, Aritzia. Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it because it's very neutral. You can, you know, buy one pair of pants and wear it in all different ways. But I am a sucker for inexpensive fashion. I love fashion on a budget because you don't need fancy things to look good. So online shopping is definitely where I spend my evenings. I just love looking at clothes. I think they're beautiful. But yeah, Aritzia, if I had to pick one, Aritzia would be it.
What's your favorite meal?
My favorite meal? I love a wood oven pizza, like the really...
Oh my gosh, yes. The not gluten-free ones. Yeah, so good.
With a glass of red or white wine. I'm not even going to... I don't care. Just one or the other and a good slice of pizza and that's it. I'm good.
Oh my gosh, I love that. What's your favorite thing to do with your husband?
I love watching... It makes me cry. I love watching him parent.
Aww.
He's a really, really good dad. Mm-hmm. And... to parent with him and have a partner now, you know, my second marriage, it was so important to me to find someone I could do this together with. And we really actually do it really well. If I can say that we're really good parents together.
Hmm. What are you going to teach your kids about money mindset?
Oh, I need to do some work there with them. That it is an energy. It really, really is. And when you are closed or have any negativity, that energy, it just doesn't allow it in. And by actually opening yourself up and thinking abundantly with it, it's incredible what happens. I mean, there miracles happen all over the place and all the time. And I want them to know that there is enough, that to whom much is given, much is expected. So although there is enough, my hope for them is when they achieve their definition of financial success, that they're also a giving person, whatever that means to them, whether it's charitable. For me, it's always giving to others, like a person to person, just how I am. But I want them to know to chase their God-given gifts and give it to the world without thinking about just the paycheck either. You know,
ooh, that, I love that. Chase your God-given gifts. Don't chase the money. Chase your God-given gifts. Ooh, I like it. I feel like that's going to be a quote card, you guys. That's good. That's good. Okay, you guys. So where can everybody find you, Jen?
You can find me on all the social media platforms at Jen Spiegel. So it's S-Z-P-I-G-I-E-L. And I tell my husband, if you ever doubt my love for you, you remember I took your last name. That's not an easy one. But Jen Spiegel and also becomingiconic.co. And of course, the podcast. I would be forever grateful if you would check out the podcast and leave a 5-star review. That is the best gift you can give a podcaster. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh my gosh, totally. Totally. I love it. Yay. Go for the ask, girlfriend. I love it. All right, you guys, stay tuned for the recap. Thank you so much, Jen, for being on the podcast today. It was amazing. And just to recap, you guys, I think what I learned from Jen today is you do need to teach people how to treat you. I talk about this all the time, but she, you know, she went through a lot of stuff in her life. And until she started to stand up for herself is when she started to experience more freedom, more happiness, and more self-love. So make sure to be setting boundaries in your life. Another thing she hit on is the time blocking and time batching, which if you guys haven't listened to that episode, make sure to go back and listen to the time blocking episode because I break it down on how to do that. But I thought it was important when I said, you know, how do you become an iconic woman? Like, what are you doing every day? And she said she has to schedule it in. So you guys heard it from more than one person that you need to be scheduling in all of the things that are important to you into your day because that's actually where freedom comes in. People go, oh, I don't want to live by a schedule. But actually having a schedule gives you freedom to enjoy your life and then not like wind up at the end of the day going, oh my gosh, I didn't spend enough time here. I'm feeling, you know, drained here. And when you schedule it in, you end up happier. Also, we talked a lot about the mastermind and I thought it was amazing to highlight her success so far in the Mommy Millionaire Mastermind. And I wanted to tell you guys that I opened up a couple more spots in the group. You guys can head over to mommymillionaire.co/mastermind to fill out an application. Just a reminder, you want to be at least a 6-figure entrepreneur to apply. And, you know, because it is a hefty investment. And also, I want you to already have like something that's working that you just want to make even bigger. So that's really important because I know every single one of you guys are having, you have a superpower, you have something to give to this world. And sometimes you just need that community and that coach that has your back, that's going to collaborate with you all year long to help you really go big. So head over to mommymillionaire.co/mastermind to check it out. Thank you guys for listening into the podcast today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.